farm animal welfare is obviously extremely critical to us. We share, obviously, the concerns of society about how animals are cared for.
Margaret Stewart, head of corporate relations at Nestlé in Oceania.
We know that robust animal welfare standards affect both the quality of our ingredients and the supply of our ingredients, and that's really key to our sustainability as a business.
Nestlé began working with World Animal Protection last year and gave them a $100,000 donation. Nestlé has commissioned an auditing company, SGS, to look at the welfare of livestock around the world, and right now it's in Australia. Nestlé's Margaret Stewart acknowledges Australia has a high standard of welfare, but says there are areas that can be improved.
Into the future, we want to look beyond what's already in place to look at practices such as dehorning and disbudding without anaesthetic and analgesia. That's an area that we would like to see develop, and we would be interested in partnering with industry associations, with researchers or whoever to help us help the dairy industry to improve that particular area of farm animal welfare.
One of the most high-profile issues, I guess, would be the slaughter of bobby male calves within days of being born if they're unproductive and not part of a dairy stud. Do you propose to order dairy farmers to find an alternative for their bobby calves?
At this stage, bobby calves aren't specifically covered in our program, although it is one of the things that we're aware of. But given the size of what we're trying to do and the scale of what we're trying to do across literally hundreds of thousands of dairy farmers, that may or may not become something that we look at in the future.
World Animal Protection's Martin Cook is travelling to dairies in Tasmania.
Well, we look across a whole range of welfare issues. So starting with the breeding of animals, you know, what kind of animals are farmers raising? And I'm really impressed with the sort of robust type of cows we've seen here in Australia. We look at the environment the animals are in. And again, you know, if you ever wanted a vindication of pasture-based farming systems, this is it here. You know, the cows I've seen have been in very good condition and very well suited to the environment here in Tasmania. So that's been impressive. We look at feeding, we look at husbandry methods, and then we also look at things like transport and slaughter where it's appropriate to do so.
But Martin Cook says the main concern has been removing horn buds from calves.
Well, debudding, we believe that this should be done with anaesthetic, local anaesthetic, and with pain relief afterwards. So the same stuff you get from the dentist when you go and have a tooth out. In my experience so far, it's not being done, but it's certainly something that could be done. And in fact, it makes the job easier. I'm a veterinary surgeon originally, and having disbudded a hell of a lot of calves myself, I know I'd rather do it with local anaesthetic just from a practical point of view because it hurts and local anaesthetic makes it a lot easier.
Dairy farmer John Williams from Ledgerwood in northeast Tasmania was happy with the welfare assessment and agreed debudding is the main area of improvement.
For example, our debudding that we had done 2 years ago wasn't quite up to scratch, and if you have a look at the heifers, which we did, it's worse lot that we'd ever had sort of done. We get it contracted done. On one side of the animal, there was a bit of a little growth of horn coming. They made the comment that it was because the animal would have been fighting that particular operator that was doing it. And that probably got a valid point when you looked at those animals, for example, and I would have to agree with them because I wasn't very happy with the job, that it would make it better.
So a local anaesthetic to debud is certainly something you'll consider doing.
Yeah, yep.
Australian milk goes into Nestlé's dairy nutrition products and chocolate. Farmer John Williams wonders if he'll get anything extra from complying with welfare standards.
Good question. I did remind them, I did make a comment that when they went back to Nestlé, to make sure that they informed Nestlé that these things that they are requiring do cost more money to be achieved at farm gate at that level, and that, you know, perhaps if we've got to start doing these things, then we may need to see an increase in our price at farm gate.
Unfortunately for now, Nestlé's Margaret Stewart says there are no premiums, but greater productivity.
But what we're really looking for from everybody involved in this is a process of continuous development and continuous improvement. What we know more and more is that better standards lead to better outcomes for the farmer and for us as a business as well.